Welcome to StarCast, the official podcast of Star Ranch, the friendliest little nudist club in Texas. Here, you'll learn all about Star Ranch and family-oriented nude recreation. Now, here's your host.
This is the StarCast podcast from Star Ranch in McDade, Texas. I am Mark, your host, and I am visiting with Charles and Betty this morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Glad to be here.
I'm doing great. So tell me about your first experience into the nudist thing.
For me, it was basically with the nude racing series, the 5K series, and then that eventually led to her coming and joining me at a couple of the races, and then we eventually started taking the camper out.
Okay, for our listening audience, Charles has, I would estimate, about a 1% body fat situation. So he is obviously very, very athletic and into physical fitness. So the Southwest region of ANR, which stands for American Association of Nude Recreation, has a running series that he just referenced. Most of the clubs in the region, he has visited those runs. So what kind of turnout do you get on a typical 5K at Star Ranch?
At Star Ranch, I've only been to two of the races here. Last October's Chili Cheeks and then April's Bear Buns. The April race was a huge turnout. There was, I don't remember how many people, but it was the biggest one I've seen.
Yeah, I think we had 170 people. So, Betty, what's it like to be married to someone who's Olympically fit?
Sometimes frustrating. No, he can eat whatever he wants, and, you know, that doesn't work for me. I'm not a runner. I've tried to be a runner. I'm a walker. It works that way better. It started with him, actually. You know, he trained to do some marathons, and so kind of motivated me to attempt to run. But so I've gone to, I guess, two of the same races that he's gone to. His clothing's optional. So for me in the beginning, it was a clothing optional kind of thing for me. Like, I still wasn't quite in the same
comfort level or mindset.
Comfort level, yes. That's a good one. Yeah, I was not in the same comfort level yet.
So just to be clear for our audience, and clothing optional means that you don't have to get undressed. Is that correct?
Correct. So I was able to wear, like, a sports bra and, you know, bike shorts and be comfortable, you know, and I felt comfortable doing the race that way.
Yeah. As time moves on and you've gained a level of comfort, now you take your clothes off, for lack of a better term.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So, yeah, as it became comfortable, it actually was a really good for my body image, to be honest, to be not have clothes on. I know that sounds kind of crazy because we're all, like, worried about how we look, especially as women, but starting this nudism lifestyle has actually really helped my personal body image and my insecurities.
Yeah, that's one of the fun things about hosting this podcast is I get to talk to a lot of people about their first experience and the whole, I would call it an awakening for ladies in particular. Certainly my wife would concur with you that becoming a nudist has helped her body image immensely. You realize that, you know, we all have the same parts and pieces and, you know, there's not any difference between us. So.
Right. We're all different no matter what. It's like, no one, there's not cookie cutter bodies out there. Like, awesome the way we are.
Exactly.
We've never seen a Barbie.
that's exactly right. The Hollywood image of a perfect 10 just doesn't exist. So you got into it through the nude racing series, and is that generally when you come out now, or you come out more often now, or
since we've joined here as members, we come out more often. We don't always bring the camper. Sometimes we'll just come down for the day. We're close enough to where we can just pack a cooler, come down, and relax in the pool. And
so the question that I always ask people is, how do you handle the non-nudity side of your life? Do you tell your friends about it? Is this on the private, just between Star Ranch and y'all, or how does that work?
There are a few that know. It depends. You know, it's one of the things you can discuss with some people, and you tend to know your friends well enough to know the ones that are going to be accepting of it. You know, say you do you, and I'll do me, and it's, you know, it's not like you're saying, hey, you need to come try this. It's just like
audience dependent. That's the way I like to describe
right,
that.
A good
yeah. Idea. Some people are understanding. Some people aren't understanding. So.
And our adult children know. They know that we didn't grow up that way, or because we came into this after they were grown. Mm-hmm. So, but they are aware. They're like, okay, and, you do you, mom, dad.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So. My children are not so accepting. They think that their father is a crazy man, and they don't understand why he would get naked in front of people. But that's another story for another time.
Right. Well, as far as the house, like, we're not, we're like, if we're nude, we're in the house, we're the only ones there. If the kids are there, then, or visiting or whatever, obviously, mm-hmm. if there's people over, then we're clothed. So,
mm-hmm. How would you describe Star Ranch to somebody that has never been here before?
Friendly, very friendly, very peaceful. We like to camp back in the pines, and it's just quiet. You hear the rustle of the breeze. You see the deer walk through the pasture, and it's just our happy place.
That's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, and then, like, other things, like the activities that you guys plan. Like, so when we first came, you know, you're like, okay, is anyone going to talk to us? Like, no, that's not a problem. People talk to you. They scoop you up, so that's all. You know, and that's good because you're, like, we were having a conversation, like, just taking your clothes off in front of other people can be a little nerve-wracking if you're new at it. I guess
anxiety filled
is good, and so having people just like, hey, well, how are you, and my name is blah blah blah, and so, and then I think the more we've come, we've gotten more, like, you know, Saturdays are lots of fun because, like, there's water volleyball and there's washers and there's cornhole, those are mm-hmm. the ones that we but there's also sand volleyball and other things, and like on Saturday night last night was a dance, and that was the first time we'd actually been there at a night when there was a dance, and it was just a lot of fun. So
y'all like to dance, I guess.
At
least one of us likes to dance.
Yeah. He dances occasionally. I drag him out there.
So how often do you make it out to Star Ranch?
We try to make it every couple weeks, but depending on what's going on around the house and stuff. But
sometimes life gets in the way.
Yep.
How do you feel about the growth at Star Ranch? Do you think that's a good thing? Do you think that's a problematic thing? How do you view the new faces that you're seeing?
I think it's a good thing. If your membership don't grow, then eventually it reaches a point where it's no longer.
that's right, yeah.
Or no longer sustainable anyway, and then you lose this venue.
Well, then I would say, I mean, the process that you guys take into the process we went through, you know, to become members, it's not like you're just like, hey, yeah, join us and give us your money. Like, that's not, you know, what it is. You know, you actually want to know the people. You have to come out here 3 times at least before you can even say I want to be a member. The council, I just think, does a really good job of making sure that it's a safe place, because again, as a woman, that's important. You know, guys may feel that way too, but I can only speak from my perspective. It's like when he introduced it and said, hey, I really want to go do this, and we've gone to some other places, and my criteria was family friendly, clothing optional, and I need to feel safe. You know, Star Ranch meets all three of those 100%. And it's just been not that the other places we went to were bad, it's just this is the place that I feel I want to come. Now I want to come. Like before, it was like, okay, yes, all, honey, I'm going to support you and go. It's just here I feel safe. I feel like family. And I guess it's because you get, like I said, it's friendly. People have reached out to us. I have friends now from here that text me and go like, hey, how's your week going? You know, and we're from all over. So it's not like we're neighbors.
That's right.
But we're friends.
And with her, I told her from the beginning, you know, if we're at a place and you're ever uncomfortable, and it's time to leave.
Do you think that Star Ranch does a good job of monitoring the folks here and taking care of any issues that we might have?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I have not personally experienced anything, but I know there's been a couple instances where people were kind of out of line a little bit, and the council was on top of it very quickly.
It's very important to Star Ranch that we present a atmosphere free of, you know, drama and harassment. Mm-hmm. You put adults together with alcohol sometimes, and you're going to have some problems. So, although we don't sell alcohol, so obviously people can bring alcohol in sometimes you're going to have problems, and we have a process in place to deal with that, and we take it very, very seriously. So,
like I said, I haven't really, I mean, in all the experiences I've had here, I think there's only been 2 incidents maybe that I've maybe heard, but it was over. Like, I didn't even know it. Like, I didn't experience it. Yeah. I didn't see it. So.
So have you expanded this nudist thing and gone to other places besides Star Ranch?
Since we've been members, we actually went on an anniversary trip to Colorado to a place called Valley View Hot Springs, which is, the whole place encompasses 2,200 acres, and it's completely clothing optional. So,
wow.
So you get to enjoy 5 natural hot springs, and they got like 4 man-made hot springs and a pool that's fed by natural spring water, and it's just, that was an amazing place.
So a very positive experience.
Oh, yes.
Right. And then, like I said, it was clothing optional, so there were all kinds of, you know, there was different people, and it's also part of the Orient Land Trust, so they have a limited number of people they even allow. Like, we had to reserve, to go in July, we had to reserve in May, and it was barely any like spots left.
Wow.
Because they have a large bat cave that's up in a mine, which is quite a hike, but it was worth it. But it was a good experience. It's nice because it's the more of the naturism like situation. But you know, they had nice cabins and bathhouses and other things as well. So because we were coming from out of state, so you know, we just took our car and ourselves. So.
Sure. Yeah. What do you think about the amenities at Star Ranch? You like the pool? You like the clubhouse? Things like that.
The pool is great. The clubhouse we haven't used very much, but I can see winter months or whatever the clubhouse coming in into play, and the indoor pool is nice to know that that's there for the winter months. And overall, we're very pleased with the amenities here.
And certainly, we have our Chili Cheeks coming up this fall, mm-hmm. so we can count on y'all to participate in that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, we're actually both registered already. Yeah.
Join us again for our next StarCast and learn all about Star Ranch and family-friendly nude recreation. Ready for your first visit to Star Ranch? Come out for the day or spend the weekend. Cabins and RV sites with full hookups are available. Tent camping, too. Relax in one of our two pools or in the hot tub. There's always fun to be had at the ranch. Dances, potlucks, washers, tennis, pickleball, volleyball, and so much more. For a full list of activities and to plan your visit, go to starranch.net. Star Ranch was established in 1957 and is open year-round. Conveniently located just off Highway 290 at McDade, Texas, between Austin and Houston. Star Ranch, the friendliest little nudist club in Texas. A proud member of the American Association for Nude Recreation. Hope to see you soon at Star Ranch.